In a short amount of time, the Willow Foundation in Hazleton has become a source of outreach to those in crisis in Luzerne County. Melissa Arrow is executive director of the Willow Foundation and says the seven-day-a-week nonprofit, open to anyone needing help, also fosters a unique sense of community.
Willow Foundation is a 501c3 nonprofit, and we support individuals and families facing homelessness, housing instability, and food insecurity. At the Heartwood Center, we are Greater Hazleton's first and only daytime shelter and resource hub. We provide access to daily breakfast and lunch, and then we also provide supportive services such as case management, housing assistance, peer support, employment development, life skills education.
How long has the Willow Foundation been in Hazleton?
So the Willow Foundation started in 2001, technically still considered a startup.
From your vantage point, because you see it a lot more frequently than I do, how does your operation work?
Typically, the individuals will walk through our doors. We're very low barrier. We would never deny anybody any type of service, and we will try to help anybody out. They come through and they say, you know, I'm going to be homeless or I am homeless. I'm looking for, say, maybe a place to stay or resources in the area, or sometimes individuals just need access to a phone. We have access to phones, computers, running water here, which sometimes homeless individuals don't have that. And again, we'll meet with them, we'll do some paperwork with them just to kind of gauge where they're at and see how we can help them.
And you probably work with other nonprofit organizations in the region if they have specific needs, yes?
Absolutely, yes. In Luzerne County, we rely on the other community resources to help with other pieces that we can't help with here. So we do refer a lot to the other resources in the area. We work very closely with Catholic Social Services Divine Providence. That's the night shelter here in Hazleton. A lot of the individuals that stay at the night shelter, they will come to us during the day. Again, we serve daily breakfast and lunch and just get those case management services. We could help them work on their goals while they're here during the day.
This sounds to me like a full service foundation where you accept the person in, you hear what's going on with them, you do all of the preliminary paperwork, and you feed them and you house them until they're able to find something. How do you do it?
We have, you know, some really great staff here. We look at it as we will do anything to continue to keep our doors open and help these unhoused individuals. At the Heartwood Center here in Hazleton, they kind of become their own community. So not only, you know, do we have the great staff that we have here, we also work with some incredible individuals walking through the door. So we kind of became our own little community.
That's a really interesting way to put it, and I think it's a beautiful way to put it, too, that they feel that sense of security so they are able to open up to you. Can you relay some success stories about how the Willow Foundation has helped an individual or individuals?
There are times when we have individuals that come in and they may walk through the doors and say, you know, I'm ready to make a change and I need help. So we'll get on the phones right away with different rehabs in the area and coordinate them to go into rehab. Or we have individuals who come in and we'll help them look for housing, whether it's on the computer or fill out housing applications for public housing units. And we do have some success stories where individuals, they will transition into their own place and find their stable permanent housing.
Melissa, this is really an incredible foundation because people are coming to you at their most vulnerable and they're looking to you for help, and you're providing it on lots of different fronts.
Yes, we are very, very lucky that we work very closely with New Roots. New Roots provides recovery support services. So we are grateful that we have two certified recovery specialists at the Heartwood Center here to help individuals with their recovery journey, whatever that looks like to them. We have a mental health counselor here on staff, so if somebody needs counseling, they could get the counseling here. The Heartwood Center is under the Willow Foundation umbrella. Willow Foundation has a counseling center in Wilkes-Barre, and each program offers a distinct entry point for support while working in tandem to promote stability.
With the way things are happening now with the economy and so forth, are you seeing an influx of people coming in to see you?
Yes, we do serve a lot of people. When the doors first opened, we never expected to see the amount of people coming through the doors. And as it gets out more and more in the community, you know, we're seeing more and more individuals. In the summer, you know, when you have very hot temperatures, individuals will come in for a cold drink or someplace to cool off. same in the winter, you know, when it's freezing temperatures, individuals will come in for maybe a warm cup of coffee, a hot meal, and a place to warm up. On average, we see about 45 individuals utilizing the center. Last year, January through December of 2024, we served 17,303 meals to the community. This year, in the first 6 months of 2025, we've served 9,348 meals, serving a lot of individuals.
That's for sure. And do people come in, and even though you know that they're going through a bad time, what are some of the scenarios that you hear?
You know, it could be, you know, I was staying in an apartment and my rent was X amount of dollars and my landlord decided they're going to up my rent and I can't afford it. So I am going to be homeless. Or like I'm recently out of a job. I'm currently looking for something, but, you know, I'm going to be homeless if I don't come up with next month's rent. A lot of things like that.
Through all of the services that you provide at the Willow Foundation, do the people that you assist for a temporary time, are they able to come back and help you out in some form or fashion?
Even the individuals that come and utilize the center, some of them, they may have transitioned into permanent housing, but they still come back into the center. And they'll say, hey, you know, do you need help with anything around the center? Can I cut the grass? Can I take the trash out? Things like that. They're always pitching in with what needs to get done. We look at it as, you know, we're a center for the community.
One of the worst things is being isolated when you're going through a bad time, and you're giving them that sense of acceptance.
We would never deny anybody access to the center or services. We have an on-site food pantry, so we serve individuals who are also facing food insecurity, so you don't have to be unhoused to access our food pantry. But while we're meeting with these individuals, you know, we certainly ask the questions, well, what brought you into the center? You know, why are you in need of food? And then start that conversation because maybe we can see how else we can help them.
Melissa, how long have you been doing what you're doing?
So I've been here since January of 2024.
How have you changed in that year based on the stories you've heard?
Being in social services, you learn to be non-judgmental. Again, it's more what's going on with you. Let me help you. What happens? What do you need? Again, just being very trauma-informed and trying to understand where somebody's coming from. We have a lot of individuals that still come back maybe weekly, or maybe somebody will pop in every few months. Hey, I'm just checking in, letting you know I'm doing okay. And maybe they'll come in and, you know, have lunch with everybody. And yeah, there's a lot of great people that come and utilize the center.
Melissa, with all of those meals and all of those guests, how many people do you have working at the Willow Foundation?
On staff, we have 5. Including me, then there would be 6. And we also have a mental health therapist as well. But we are lucky. We do have 2 individuals that work with the Mature Worker Program. Through Area Agency on Aging, individuals are placed at different places in the community for job training, senior community service, employment program.
People might come to you and they may have specific needs. Maybe some physical boundaries there. Are you able to help them out and accommodate them, or do you refer them to someone else?
We try to meet their basic needs and, again, have that conversation. And then if we can assist them, we'll look for whatever community resource can help them. The Heartwood Center here, again, we're the first and only daytime shelter and resource hub in Luzerne County. And then we have Willow Counseling up in Wilkes-Barre, and that offers outpatient mental health services delivered by a licensed professional. Funding has been extremely difficult since the doors have opened. So the center here doesn't get much funding to begin with, again, with it just being a startup. And that's what's tough. Again, you know, we didn't expect to see the numbers that we're seeing. And, you know, to meet these overwhelming needs, support from the community is always crucial. It's their center, you know, it's the Willow Foundation. It's there for them. We do have, unfortunately, a lot of unhoused individuals that sleep in places not meant for human habitation. And when the colder months begin approaching, they get nervous. You know, where am I going to stay? I can't continue, say, sleeping in my car or staying on a park bench or in the woods. So that gets very concerning for those individuals, again, depending on what their situation is. We work with a lot of individuals that suffer from substance use disorder. So helping them into recovery, that's could be difficult depending on where they're at in their recovery journey, things like that.
What would you like to see for the future of the Willow Foundation?
it would be great to see, you know, our counseling centers really expand, maybe some housing programs. There is a lack of affordable housing here, so maybe something like transitional housing would be great, or maybe funding for some type of housing programs, something to help people maybe for a few months until they can really get their feet on the ground and establish a good foundation to where they're able to be on their own without maybe rental assistance or something like that.
Would you call the Willow Foundation a shelter?
Well, we say we are a day shelter / drop-in center, not a night shelter because people do not sleep here. We are open daily, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Unfortunately, some of the individuals that utilize the center have an extremely difficult cycle to get out of. So we do have some individuals who've been utilizing the center for a while. They rely on one another. They depend on one another. You know, they can relate to one another. But even, you know, the staff here, you know, everybody, you know, that utilizes the center, it's like a Heartwood family. You know, anybody that walks through the door, you know, we typically know your name. We're our own little community.
Are there any other nonprofits in Hazleton that are kind of in the same boat as you?
I don't think so. I mean, there are some other nonprofits, but some of them have been around a little bit now. You know, you have Catholic Social Services, and they've been around for a very long time. Unfortunately, there has been such a lack of resources in the Hazleton area for a very, very long time. We go through a lot of bus passes here, handing out bus passes for individuals to get to and from maybe job interviews, things like that. Sometimes we have individuals that, hey, you helped me so much. I'm working. I'm doing well. So I came to donate these bus passes that I bought for the center to give to other individuals who need.
Do you ever have folks that have been through the Willow Foundation? You've helped them out. They've gotten on their feet. And then they come back not only to say hello, but also to see the others that are there that might be going through a hard time and giving them encouragement?
Absolutely. And that's kind of, you know, the peer support. Hey, you know, I've been through this. This is what helped me. You know, maybe it would help you. We do have individuals that have been in recovery for a long time, and they'll come and they'll have kind of open discussions with individuals and say, hey, you know, here's my story. Because again, also just having those conversations like, hey, you're not alone in this. You're not the only one that maybe suffered through it. And this is what I went through, and I got out of it, and you can too.
If you could describe the Willow Foundation in a few words, what would be the words you would choose?
That's a good question. Very trauma-informed, for sure, very supportive, and very community-centered.
Is there any meaning behind Willow Foundation?
Just planting roots somewhere and just watching them grow into what they can. It's always so uplifting to hear, hey, you know, I've been through A, B, and C, but this is where I am now. It's amazing the resilience that people have. We'll always tell you, hey, we're here. This is what we can offer. This is what we can help with. And when they're ready, we'll be here waiting.
Special thanks to Melissa Arrow of Hazleton's Willow Foundation, where the doors are always open should anyone need help. For WVIA's Community Connection, I'm Lisa Mazzarella.